The election 2020 on WTOP. President Trump continues to refuse to concede the election. In the latest sign of defiance, the White House Budget Office has told agencies to continue preparing Donald Trump's budget for February. And the White House instructed senior government leaders to block cooperation with President-elect Joe Biden's transition team, escalating a standoff that does threaten to block the transfer of power.
I just think it's an embarrassment. Quite frankly.
At a news conference this afternoon, Biden said legal action is not on the table right now, though not completely off the table either.
So I'm confident that the fact that they're not willing to acknowledge we won at this point is not of much consequence in our planning and what we're able to do between now and January 20th.
And joining us live on Skype is David Marchik. He's director of the Center for Presidential Transition. So kind of you to join us tonight, Dave. Have you seen anything quite like this before?
It's really unprecedented in United States history. We've had 223 years of peaceful transfer of power, and this is the first time anybody's seen anything like this.
That being said, is President-elect Biden correct that he really doesn't need cooperation from the Trump people to get a lot of this done?
He can do a lot without the cooperation. He can work on personnel. He can work on policy. He can communicate with the American public and foreign leaders. But ultimately, what we learned from 9/11 and the shortened Bush transition, where it took a long time to get people in their seats, particularly national security officials, it's critical for our national security, for our economic security, and for getting the vaccine out to the American people for the outgoing administration and the incoming administration to cooperate.
What about GSA Administrator Emily Murphy, who at last report, unless you've seen something newer than I have, has refused to sign paperwork that releases millions of dollars in transition resources? Is that the sort of the skeleton key to all of this? If she would just do that, would that make a big difference?
It would make a big difference. You know, she's a person of integrity, and I think she's in a very difficult spot. What should happen is that she should sign the letter. She should ascertain that there's a clear outcome, and the transition process should formally start.
The president-elect typically gets a daily classified briefing, and we understand that Joe Biden is not getting those either, and the State Department is not making it very easy to hear from foreign leaders who have been calling in and communicating to congratulate him and perhaps to try to set up some new relationships. Any sense of the disadvantage that he's at there? I know you deal mostly in transitions, but of course this is all part of it.
No, I'm very, very familiar with that. I mean, it's absolutely critical for our national security that there be cooperation. When, for example, President Obama was president-elect, he coordinated directly with the State Department to communicate with foreign leaders for several reasons. One, for security of those communications, and second, to coordinate on messaging, because there's only one president at a time. The fact that they're not cooperating with the Biden team really puts our national security at risk.
So what are we left to do here but obviously to wait and watch? Do you have any sense of how this might go, or does that go beyond your purview as not necessarily a fortune teller, right?
Well, I can't really speculate. I can just talk to the substance, which is it's absolutely clear who won the election. Even President George W. Bush, who's not a fan of Democrats and who had a very, very difficult election in 2000, wrote a piece yesterday that said it's clear who won. So what's critical for the people all across the country, all across the world, and the many WTOP listeners who work in the federal government is for the formal transition period to start and for GSA to start that process.
We appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
That's Dave Marchik there. He joins us live on Skype, and he is the director of the Center for Presidential Transition.